Okay, so we are on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Right, we are in the middle discussing this discussion that Alexander Great asked the Chachmei HaNegev. By the way, parenthetically, I sort of assume the Chachmei HaNegev are upon them. I don't actually know that they are. I don't have a riot that that's the case.
If they weren't rabbis, why would it be, like, why would we care? Like, why would it be brought down?
Because of Chaim response. I don't really know. I don't know who they are. It's a really strange statement. I don't even know where Negev is. I mentioned this to Rupert earlier today. I don't know if Negev is south or Negev is the Negev. Right? I'm not certain.
What goes under the assumption that they are
Gewaltig, I mean, that's beautiful. Anyway, so, and I don't really know what this going in tomorrow anyway, so we're just gonna like stop there. But that's yes, okay, fine. So it says Ve'ela Chama. Where are we up to? Where did we stop? Fine. Ve'ela chama be'emsa rakia maitaima ein akol mistaklim ba. Right, why doesn't that, that everybody looks at the sky when it's in the middle of the dome of the sky? Remember, they envisage the world as a flat sort of plate, and then there's a dome on top of it, so when it's at the top of the dome, why is it that people don't look at the sun when it's there? Right? Mishum ne kaila hedya, because it's totally and uncovered. Veloi kasi le midian. What happens when you look directly at the sun?
Yeah.
It hurts. Yes. Right? So people aren't going to do that. That's stupid. Right? Amar lahen shamayim nivru tchilo aretz. What was made first? The heavens or the earth? Amru. Shamayim nivru tchilo. The heavens were made first in Emar. Why? Bereshis bara elikim es hashamayim es haaretz. Shamayim comes before haaretz. Gevaldik, right? Amar lahen, he said to them, Or nivra tchilo ichoshech. So was the light made first or the dark? Amru lo, they said to him, Milsa dain lapeser. I'm not sure. And we don't have a pasuk that tells us the answer to that question.
Remind after minute.
I don't understand the question.
What difference does it make?
Couldn't you ask that about most of Sefer Bereishis? Says that Akdama to Sefer Bereishis, it's Akdama to Sefer Bereishis. There are sodos, there are secrets involved in the creation of heaven and earth, and it's worth learning it for those reasons. Or if you don't understand it, then I don't know, learn it anyway. Talmud Torah, it's all good.
Yeah?
He was just interested in philosophy.
I'm sorry?
I was confident, just said he was interested in philosophy, so he wanted to ask me his question.
Beseder, I think the question was why do we care, not why do we care. Am I right?
Yeah.
At least that was the question I answered. I do agree it is. I really think it's irrelevant why Alexander the Great cared. I just don't care if he cared. Do you know what I mean?
But I mean, the Chachamim could also say we don't care.
But that's my point. In other words, there was. I mean, no, they might feel that they need to answer him. You know, sometimes. Then, whatever. For whatever reason, if A was an emperor, maybe they thought it'd be a Chul Shem Shemayim, if they whatever. I don't know, whatever it is, right? But, maybe Stamazoid it was just a conversation. Whatever it might be, Kvod Malchus, I don't know, whatever. But the point is that it went down the Gemara, therefore they cared that whoever compiled Masechet Talmud, I have no idea who they were, but right? Somebody, you know, around the time Ravina Rashi signed off on by Ravina and Ravashi, right? So then, it's like, it's important enough to put it in the Shah, so it's important enough for us to learn as well.
Okay.
Where are we? The name really, why didn't they say to him, Choshech Nivra Tchila, that the dark was made first? Dichsiv. Ve Haaret Haisa Tova Vo Ve Choshech. What's the rest of the words? Very good, I'll play it on. Right? And then afterwards it says that God created light. He said there will be light, and then hey presto, where there was light. No?
Yes.
So clearly the dark was created first.
The question is literally music in the Bria, not in the existence.
Yeah. Sabri, they thought Dilma Silishiuli Mala Mailo Mala Mata Malachim Mala for us, they probably were Ramon and Taka. Right? They thought maybe if they answer this question, right, then what will happen? What's he gonna ask them? And light and darkness was where they answered him Taka, darkness was created first. We know that. Post says so, right? So what's gonna be the next question?
Why?
No. nor what happened before darkness. Right, and what we know, the Feirush Mishnah and Chagigah says that that's a question you can't ask.
What happened before darkness?
You can't ask what happened before the creation of the world. Can't ask what happened before the creation of the world. Can't ask what happened after the world is destroyed, whenever that will be. You can't ask what exists outside of the world, right? These are things, these are questions, right? Rav Shechter has a nice drush about this. He says, Hashem ha'aretz imlo'a, v'aretz nasan b'nei adam. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the world to use, to wonder about, to ask about, and not me'ifer.
And if you do ask those questions,
that's aser. Noach HaShaloi Dvaloi, this is the Mishnah. Right, it's fear to even ask such questions. By the way, but just think about it. Why would it be fear to ask such questions? Ink for Aspar. If you're interested, I'll give Shira about this at some later date. This is not the right context.
Alex has no later date.
You want to organize in the next few days? I don't care. Right? I think it is relevant in terms of people. It is relevant
It'll
in terms of going back
Torah,
to the Chukot Haaretz and particularly universal
studies. I vote towards interested.
Whatever you want, organize it. I don't care. But like al regular achas, that I think that the Tosefta answers the question clearly. That certain questions are essentially unanswerable, and when you try to answer them, you end up saying things that are kfirah, right? Because they can't be answered, right? So just don't go there. It's not worth it. You're not going to achieve anything anyway. Like I said, that's very, very, very al regular achas. Since they share in Vifnei Atzmo, so anybody who's interested, like I said, organize it. I don't mind. Okay, I think it is an important discussion in terms of the limits of philosophy and what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, what's a good use of our time. Before these are very important topics, but later, not the right forum right now. Okay, no. If so, Shamayim Nami Lenemer says the Gemara. In that case, why didn't they tell him that the heavens were made before the earth? No. Mikrasavura cry be amal to kashayel kaven dechaz dechahad der shayel sarvi loy neimale dil maasi l'shayuli malamayla malamata malifni malachor. Says the Gemara. No. They only asked about the heavens, but see there, that's not like, okay, he asked one question. No. He asked the second question already, oh, Taka, he's interested. Right? Let's not encourage it. We don't want this to go any further. No? What's my face? I'm Amar Lehem, he said to them, Idain Miskari Chacham. Okay. All of our Aramaic linguistic experts. What do those words mean? What does Dalet switch for frequently?
Zain.
Very good. So Azain sounds like which word?
Aza.
Very good. Miskari sounds like Nikra'u, right? The way Miskari in Hebrew is typically what's called a reflexive verb, meaning it's something you do about yourself. So you're a mitlavesh, for example, you rest yourself, right? In Aramaic, it's a passive verb, what other people do to you. Okay? And that yod, I'm not going to talk about it right now, it's a debate among the chokhmah, right? Chachim you can get, right? I'm related, I said to him, who's a chacham? Or always, I know somebody can see what's going to come next. Amar Lahan, he said to them, Eden Miskari Gibor, who's Gibor? Who's very strong? Amar Lahan, or Gibor, who's Gibor? Hakoy Veshes Yisrael, you should all be recognizing quite by now, right? Somebody who's able to overcome his evil inclination, for lack of a better translation. I'm not certain that's exactly what Yisrael means, but Nagir, right? For our purposes, it's sufficient. The person who's able to really overcome himself, who's able to do what he needs to do and not what he wants to do right now. Amar Agav, by the way. I don't like doing this, but in principle, it's clear that what's going on in this Agata, when he's asking them a bunch of questions, right, about the nature of the creation of the world. Eventually, they give him a non-answer, and then he immediately asks them. He asks them something Ezel Chacham, and what do they say? Haroes Anolad. Right. How that's related to the previous issue, right? That if you keep going on this path, what's going to happen? Right. You're going to come to heresy, right? Ezel Gibor. Who's a Gibor? Somebody who doesn't necessarily do exactly what they feel like right now. Right, you want to know this procedure, but you shouldn't.
Right, that's funny.
Right, that's clearly what's going on here. Amrullah, and he said to him, Aden Miskri Ashir, who's an Ashir, who is wealthy? Amrullah, they said. No. Very good. I didn't know that was a song. Somebody who's happy with what he's already got, don't ask for any more. Right? Amar lahen ma yavid inishvenish. Yeah. If that's true, what am I meant to do? No, vermet. Right? How are you meant to survive? Amar lahen said, yamisatzmoi.
What? You kill yourself?
I was hoping that somebody was going to ask me. About that. Otherwise, I was going to actually just not bother translate it and like assume that everybody's gone to sleep and it's not worth the effort.
Assuming you're
going to
explain.
Yeah, I was.
Very good. What does it mean?
How do you keep yourself alive?
Mm-hmm. What does the amisatzmo mean?
Give all your stuff away.
Okay, very good.
That's
Pachor Yotel, what the Miyoch Zorash here says. Yashpil Satzma, you should make yourself lowly. You shouldn't. Don't think of yourself so good, right? It's as though you're dead, you're nothing. You're dead, you're nothing, right? Think of yourself that way. Pachor Yotel, that's a similar shot, right? The other way is Yamit Satzma. In Talmud Torah, right? That's the obvious other answer that you can find away. Yeah, Yah Misatzmoy Al Torah. Eina Torah Miskayem Esei Leh Tel Misha Mei Misatzmoy
Aleh. That's funny. I wish you had told me this before. You're going to the
Beit
Midrash.
Sure,
I'm just
going to
commit suicide.
It's
funny.
The question was how to keep yourself alive.
Learn more Torah. Or alternatively, work on your midos. That's like the Torah, the two pshatim that work actually in this mirror. Okay. I think it can go either way. Rashi says one. I don't know if anybody else says the other one. I haven't looked. My Yavid Inish Viyomos. In that case, now he's making fun of them, right? What are you going to do if you want to die? You told me that to live, I need to kill myself. So what am I going to do to die? Yechayes Atzmoy. Says Rashi, if maybe Yamis Atzmoy means to make yourself lowly, then Chayes Atzmoy means
raise yourself up.
Sorry?
To exalt yourself.
Like Alexander the Great? No? They're not very happy with him. They don't like him very much. Yeah. It's all right.
They're really not giving him much to work with.
No. Fine. Amar lahen, by the way, again, if you say it's a Talmud Torah, and like I said, it's Mamish, it's Mishnayos, and Rambam, so literally use that phrase, maybe it's Tatsmay Torah. So, Likora, you would say, Yechayat Tatsmay, don't put as much effort in, right? Amar lahen, he said to them, Ma Yavid Inish V'Yiskabel Al Beriyasa. What are you meant to do if you want people to like you? Because, well, again, the dialogue is continuing. You don't like me, what do you want from me? Right? Likora, Amru, they said to him, Yisni Malchu Veshaltan. Translate?
The leaders should hate you.
No. You should hate being a king. Says the Chachamim or the Chachamim Shabadarim, wherever they were, right? Don't you like being king? That's the problem. That's why we don't like you. We don't like you because you're a king. Okay. I do think it was. They're not saying they don't. It should just be pointed out. But they don't. No, they're not saying right that they hate rulership and they hate government. They're not, you know, modern day libertarians. That is, I think, a bad shot. There's too many rise in Chazal, right? That we really think Ilmalay, you know, like Ilmalay Malchus, right? Then the world is destroyed as a Mishnah voice because people are just going to go crazy. You need Chazal were a big believers in the idea that you need some sort of government. It would be more limited than what we think of a government today. It wouldn't provide anywhere near the same, you know, services. All, by the way, limitations, but not yet, right? They weren't. We're not talking about libertarianism. What we're talking about is that when people, this is a famous phrase that was attributed to actually just about everybody, right? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah. Right? They're saying that when you are a king, then you end up sort of turning into a not nice person, almost Baal Korachacha. Right? And so that's really the problem. Don't want that. Don't go for it. Even if it falls on you, Ben Mikrea, you're a king, Beseder, in my last up, but don't. You shouldn't be so happy about it. Right? Keep in mind it's not a good thing. That'll save you from it. Right? And maybe then people will actually like you. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Didi Tava Miditu Yircham Malchu Veshaltam V'yavu Tivu Im Bnei Anasha. He says, no, I know better than you. My lot is better than yours. Why? you should want to be a ruler, you should want to be a king, because then you can make people's lives better.
Oh.
Sorry?
Yes.
By the way, note that the Gemara does not respond. Right, there is no response to that statement. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if that means the Gemara accepts it, or they are just afraid of responding to Alexander. I mean, look, already this conversation never happens. I assume this is made up, basically, as in, this is a mashal. I don't think this is a literal occurrence.
You told him to work on himself?
No, he said, I'm better off than you, Tachlis. You can't make people's lives better. I can. I'm a king, I can make people's lives better. You shouldn't tell me that it's so bad to be a king. It's good to be a king, right? I think the Gemara may really be accepting this comment. It may really say that the Chachamim are wrong. When the Chachamim are... By the way, you see this. This is really true. That many, many, many Rabbanim will be... They'll run away. They won't let people honor them. They won't introduce themselves as love. And like Begatol, it's a good thing, right? Because this is a good trait. We saw in Sota that even the smallest amount of arrogance is really very negative, right? We have a whole amud there, two amud in separate places, right? About how bad arrogance is and how much you should want to not, you should not want it, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, Yesh Mashav is there that. If you never, ever, 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 ever acknowledge that you are at some level, you have a superior status, like you are at some level better than somebody else, for whatever the reason may be, then you also can't make use of it. Right? And again, on the one hand, we've all seen it that people, unfortunately, Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanim can become very arrogant. And true, the flip side is also true that sometimes they're so not that they're ineffective because people don't take them seriously. Right, and we saw that dualism play out in the Gemara there too, reminding you the Chora that is the discussion that's going on here. Okay, Amar Lahen, he said to them, Biyama Yami Lemeidar, Yai Lemeidar, sorry, Oy Biya Vashta Yai Lemeidar. So that he asked them, is it better to live on land or in the sea? Not certain what that question is. Like, just think about it in terms of pshat, what exactly it means, right? But we'll see in the answer. Said, be a vashta yai lemeidar.
The opposite of the king question. Is it better to be like the highest in society or nothing, or to be like completely outcast from society or in society? Kind of contrast to it. Like the king is the absolute ruler, and then the person who lives on the boat is like not in society whatsoever.
Maybe. Let's read the. You might be right. Let's read the response in the bar. Right. Amru Lede said to him, it's better to live on land. Why? Sailors never feel safe until they set foot on land. Right? They know their ship might sink. They're literally besakanat chayim. They say a goimel when they get off the boat, and the reason why is because it's dangerous. Right? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a mashal for that.
Do they respond to that?
No, it seems but a lie. So why is it better to be live on water?
No, he doesn't respond directly to the comment. I'm sorry.
If it's dangerous, why is it better to live on water?
Notice that it's better to live on land. Better to live on land because it's dangerous to live on water.
I assume
it's not a literal discussion about whether it's better to be a sailor or not. You might be right. Right? Amar Lahu, he said to them. You can see he's already getting annoyed, right? Which one of his you're trying to cause a fight amongst them? Which one of you is more of a chacham? Amrulay, they said to him, Kulanu kechad shavian, we're all as wise as the other. Nobody's wiser. That is a beautiful answer, right? Deha kol milsa de amrasana bechad pasarnalach. Because they said an interesting comment, right? Everything that you said to us, we all had one answer. Now, we didn't answer five different answers. We all had one answer that shows that we all have the same way of thinking about things. That's the sort of comment that you can imagine. Rav Amital Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to say that the problem with briskers, by the way, I said this in front of all listeners, he's Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The problem with briskers is they all come up with the same thing. And they all come up with the same analysis.
Are you asking me, is it exactly
the chat? Yishba, right? It's a very methodological way of thinking, and so you tend to come up with the same answers. And not always, but a lot of the time, right? On the one hand, it's a class because there's a method, and a method is replicable, and that's, you know, a good thing. The Rav has a whole lot. For instance, the fourth parak of Halach Man, right, is about how replicable method in Torah is a class. On the other hand, it lacks imagination, and that's also true at a certain level. So, right? There's a plus and a minus. I can imagine this more, again, going either way, I'm not really sure. Right? I mean, it's a true statement. There's both a plus and a minus to the statement. Okay. Amar Lahen, he said to them, Ma Danas Tristan the Kibli, why are you annoying me so much? Right? Says Alexander the Great to these Achamim, are you stupid? Right, really, I am the emperor of the known world, why are you annoying me? Seriously, what have I done, and why do you think it's a good idea? Amar Lahen, they said to him, Satna Nitzayach. It's an interesting comment. Right, they say to him, really? We shouldn't have, right? We really shouldn't have. Elamai, the Satan, he overcame us. And I was, this is really a case like this. Ezra Gavara Gibora Kovash, and CS Race, they're saying that they just needed to do it. It's like Alexander the Great came up to them and started asking them stuff, and they needed to. Not necessarily a good idea, no? Again, it's an interesting mara. I'm not really certain what to do with it. Right? It's like who's winning here? Amar Lahen said to them, Ha'ana Maktilna Yaskin Big Zeras Malkin, I'm gonna kill you all. You're a pain in the tush. But I don't like you, I can kill you, I'm going to. Amar Lahen said to him, Shalton Bias Malcha Vilayai La Malcha Chaza. He said to them, okay, I'm going to tell you. They said to him, you can. You, in fact, do have the power to do that. You are the king. You can do whatever you want. But not a good idea, because you already promised us that you wouldn't hurt us.
What does Kazav mean?
But why?
What?
Right? The Malka should milk shouldn't lie. Kazav means lie. Right? It's not good for the Smilith to be a liar. But sure, you can kill us if you want to, but don't, because that would turn you into a liar. You've already promised us that you won't. Very good. When did Alexander the Great promise that he wouldn't do anything bad to the Jews?
You know, like he came and the Queen Gadol like came out to meet him or something.
Very good. Have you learned Gemara Kiddushin?
I learned the story.
Okay.
We didn't learn this in 10th grade.
It's all blur.
Okay. So Gemara Kiddushin in the third parak relates the following story, and I've mentioned it before in this Tabora, right? That Alexander the Great came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Samaritans, the Shomronim, right? Who's they think the Beis Hamikdash? Where do they think the Beis Hamikdash should be? Very good. Right. By the way, why do they think it should be in Har Gerizim? Just think about it. Okay. Very good. Yes. And
it's like next to Shem. Like it fits the description in Parashat Re'eh.
It certainly does. But why is Parashat Re'eh necessarily the place where the Beis Hamikdash will be built? That's the place where they're doing the brachas and the kolos. What?
Describe Makom Asher Yichar Hashem so many times and describes that place.
Okay, very good. The Torah says that the place that God will choose. What is the one place in Eretz Yisrael that the Torah says explicitly God in fact did choose for something?
Har Gerizim and Har Eival.
Very good. And why Har Gerizim and not Har Eival?
Because that's where the curse was. You don't want that.
Har Gerizim was yeah.
Maybe, but think better. Where they put them is better. Where they put them is Be'ach Avonim.
Har Gerizim.
Very good. Right. So that's where the Beit Hamikdash should be built. That's where they're getting it from. Right? So they said, destroy the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. It's not the real Beit HaMikdash. So when he came to Yerushalayim, Shimon HaTzadik came out in his entire Big Day Kahuna, followed by a trail of Kohanim. It was mentioned like Derech Agav. It wasn't explained, right? Yes, it was mentioned briefly in the Gemara. Right? He came up with, followed by all of his functionaries, right? And he said, and when Alexander the Great got saw him, the Gemara says he got down off his horse and he bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. Right, he said, don't worry, I won't do anything bad to the Jews. You can see he's not going to do anything bad to the Jews. Certainly not going to kill Chamim, right?
Yeah.
it.
No, I just think, as a parenthetical note, again, one should be careful in assuming that happened historically. I suspect it probably didn't. The whole story simply breathes polemic, right? The Greek king, the ambassador of Greek culture, is coming and bowing down to the Koine god, right, saying, you're better than me, you know more than me, and I'm going to respect you. The chance that this happened, in fact, are very low, right? But the Torah, but Chazal are making a point. It's not that they want you to necessarily believe it happened factually. What they do want, right, is for you to accept the message about the importance of the values that are at play here, right?
Yeah.
Right. In terms of Greek culture, choir philosophy, and all the things that are attendant to it, sports, etc., right? All the things that are a part of Greek culture versus Torah, be aware of where your priorities lie is the really message of that story, right? Like I said, I think it's playing out here as well. Fine. Anyway, too, so he promised then, Miyad albish liashoin levushin de argiva neshadi manicha de daval tavarehoin. So straight away he clothed them in the nicest red, right? Because red is a royal color, one of the royal colors. Clothes. He dressed them up. He put golden necklaces around their throat. Really, he did them a tremendous honor because he realized that he has to, because he made a promise to them. And so we know in Chazal, in general, kings keep promises, right? Where else is that clear? The famous place that a king keeps a promise in Chazal? What are you referring to? No, in Chazal, I didn't say anything. Sorry, I... No, not in Megillat Esther, in Chazal. Vespasian, right? Keeps his promise to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He gives him the three things to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Teilu yanevech chamea sheshal shilta de Rabban Yeh de Rabban Gamliel. Right? Ve'asvasa de Rabbi Doita. No? Okay. Amar Lahen, he said, Ba'ina de Ezel Medinas Afriki, I need to go to Africa. Meaning, where is he going? Egypt, right? I need to go to Egypt. Amar Le, they said to him, Loi Mazlis Matis Azlas, Dek Paski Hare Choshech. Like I said, I said to him, you can't. Because there are the way you'll have to go through mountains that are always dark. There's no light there ever on the way, and you're not going to be able to pass these mountains. No, they mean going through caves. They're past this, right? There's no way to get through these mountains except to go through caves, and you're not going to be able to find your way through the caves. Therefore, you're not going to be able to actually do this. That's what they're telling him, right? Amar Lahen, he said to them, Lo yisag yedele azil azlina am tuhaki meshayalna lechu elamaya. Said, okay, fine. So I won't go, but not only will I not go, I'm going to now ask you what am I meant to do now? Right? I said I'm going to go there. I'm a king. I have to do what I said. We know the kings, again, always do what they say. So what that? No. What, we have a problem. There's a serious impasse. No? Right, that's what he's saying. Amrule, they said to him, I see Chamre Lubai, De Parshi Behavra, Vaisi Kiburi De Masni, Bekatar Behaigisa, De Chiasis, Nakta Begavayu, The Asis Le Asrach. Bring these tremendous donkeys that come from Luv. Right? Where's Luv? So Libya. It's part of Mitzrayim in those days. It's part of the kingdom of Egypt. Right? Bring these humongous...
Isn't it referring to camels? Like these giant donkeys?
Maybe. I mean, camels are really Arabian, but by the time of Chazal, they were spread through all the entire Middle East, called North Africa, so maybe. Maybe these tremendous donkeys are camels, but they're referred to here as donkeys. I mean, they had a word for gamal, so I'm not... Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they thought it was a camel with only one hump, and they thought that looked like a donkey. I don't know. Anyway, there's these big donkeys they might be mules, actually.
Mules?
Mules, no, but they had a word for that as well. I don't know.
Mules earlier.
What?
Aren't mules much later?
No. No, and they worked out very early that if you cross a donkey with a horse, depending on which one's a male or female, you can either a mule or an ass.
What was the
habit
of the
tails? they as in they were used. I don't know. Gigantic donkeys, right? And what's the important thing about them? They can walk in the dark, right?
But he was in Israel.
I'm sorry.
How is he going to go back to Libya?
He's going to buy them. He's a king. He can do these things. He can work it out. Right? And then it says, Demasi. And bring. What are Kibbutz Demasi again? Just a minute.
Bundles of ropes.
Yeah, bundles of ropes. And tie them on the side. Right? That so that when you arrive at the place with the dark, right? When you arrive at the dark and you can't see anymore, so you'll be able to grab these bundles and that way you'll be able to use it and the donkeys will know the way. The donkeys will find their way and you can just follow them, basically. Okay? They knew the way, right? But Hachi did what they said. The Azel. Right? And he went. Mata le'ahu machoiza dechleinashi. And he reached a city which was entirely women.
Could you not have just taken a shot?
Right. He decided they were all women, but he decided to do battle against them anyway. They were Amazons, I don't know. Amrulei, they said to him, Ika Taltlan Yomru Nashikato. Right. If you kill us, then they're gonna say you killed women. It's like it's not like you're gonna come out of this looking so good, right? Ika Tilnalak, and if we beat you, Yomru Malcha de Katluna, they'll call you the team that was killed by women, that's even worse. Right? This is not a good idea. One way or another, you're gonna come out looking like an idiot. Right? Amrulahan Baruch Hashem, right? Amrulahan, he said to them, Aisuli Nahama, bring me bread. Aisuli Nahama de Dava, they brought him golden bread. A patora de Dava. What does the word patora mean? Does anybody know? Table, a golden table, right? Are we going to continue? No, we're not, because admittedly we are very, very much in the middle, but this continues for a while. We will continue, please God, tomorrow. You will have to be in suspense until we reach the end of this fascinating Agadata. Gentlemen,